My name is Nazanin Skerry Ratcliffe. I'm a hostage.
What they are putting me through is outrageous. I haven't committed a crime.
I have spent 9 months in solitary confinement, spending every night away from my child.
Never done any propaganda against the Iranian regime. I am not a political person. This should end. I haven't done anything wrong. I need to go home.
Lightning flashes above the rooftops of Tehran. Nazanin. London 2020. High-rise buildings silhouetted against the golden glow from a low sun. Then Nazanin's husband arriving home and giving their daughter a hug.
Hello, hello. Are you still in your pyjamas?
Oh, hello.
Have you had your breakfast?
Yeah.
Have you?
Cocoa Pops.
Was it nice? Was it yummy? Okay, so are we going to get dressed? Do you want to go and see Boris Johnson dressed in your pyjamas?
No.
No? I think that's probably wise. You're going to put your iPad in just in case. We're taking a big bag of things.
I should carry that.
Yeah, which, including scissors and knives, so I don't think we're actually taking it in. I think you should wear... Oh, we should have organised it. I should wear... one of the dresses that Mummy made.
Huh?
To wear one of the dresses Mummy made.
Why?
Would that be nice?
Fine.
It was, the elephant one?
Yeah.
My darling Gisu.
You choose which one.
You were born on the 11th of June, 2014, in London town, in a hospital in the north of the city.
Do you need to wash your face? Wash your face. Why? Well, because you're meeting the Prime Minister. Now, glasses.
Did you know that you spent your first hour of life in your father's arms? After more than 2 days of pain, it was worth every second for the reward of seeing your beautiful face.
I'm going to check again.
Your father and I were the luckiest people in the world. It was only after your birth, after we had spent too long deciding when to have a child, that we realized just how we had been denying ourselves such beautiful years.
We found them. Did you put them here secretly?
No.
Put your glasses on.
I have sweet memories from the days we were together. You found peace on your father's arms as he sang you lullabies.
Excited?
No.
No? So there's lots and lots of people. Hi. All you do is everyone says who they are and they say hello. And then the meeting's finished because it's only half an hour. So we really want to say, listen, how are you going to get Mummy home? What's your plan?
Nothing.
It might be. Hopefully it's a better plan than that.
It's 22 minutes to nine. The Prime Minister will meet Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe's husband, Richard, today. Nazanin was jailed in Tehran in 2016.
Put your hat on.
And you're going to take your daughter with you to see the Prime Minister.
That's right. Potentially a brave move. She'll go with me. In fact, I'm taking my mum, her granny, as well, in case her concentration goes.
Sir?
Morning, Richard.
Can we get a picture on the door, please, sir?
My darling daughter, my darling Gisu. Those sweet and beautiful days didn't last long. A trip to Iran in 2016, when you were 22 months, was one of no return.
The door to 10 Downing Street is opened. 4 years earlier, Tehran, 2016. A tower rising above the city as night falls and cars on a highway. Headlamps gleam in the dark as a vehicle pulls up outside an airport. Footage from an Iranian intelligence ministry secret camera recording shows the bustling concourse inside. Wearing a white headscarf, Nazanin pushes a trolley loaded with suitcases and a folded pushchair. Then she stops and takes out her passport. A man asks her, "Excuse me, madam, are these all yours?" "Can you come inside with us?" "You're hoping to fly to London?" "I am from the prosecutor's office. I'm here to inform you, you are banned from leaving the country. We have an order for your arrest. You must come with us to the interrogation department."
with one another, or she'll perish.
Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe, who has dual British-Iranian nationality, was visiting family when she was detained by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. It's not known why she was arrested.
Her daughter Gabriella is still in Iran with her grandparents. Nazanin has been held in solitary confinement on what Iran's Revolutionary Guard says is an issue of national security.
Richard.
I was due to meet her at the airport and I got a phone call. Say, listen, she hasn't caught the flight. Don't worry, it's just a problem with her passport. She'll be in a later flight. And I didn't really listen beyond that.
Photos of the couple together.
It was probably a good 10 days before we found out where she was. We established who it was that had got her, which was the Revolutionary Guard. And that, for me, is when the wheels fell off. I just, you know, realised that she was sitting in solitary somewhere and I'd done nothing about it.
From marching troops brandishing rifles to hacked CCTV footage from inside Evin Prison, Tehran, that shows a bank of security screens and an individual being dragged up a flight of steps.
She was in a windowless cell, being interrogated, blindfolded. Interrogation, isolation, interrogation, isolation, interrogation, isolation. No change of clothes. Food that was drugged. She was being told, your family have abandoned you, you're never going to come out of this alive, you're just, you know, just trying to break you. Being told, listen, all your family's in danger. If you don't cooperate, we're going to kill them.
Richard, in London, 2016.
Nazanin can only call from prison when her interrogators let her. She was supposed to call yesterday, but she didn't. She might be about to call now.
She might be about to call now?
Yeah, this might be her now. Azizam? Hello? Hello, my love. How are you? How are you? Good. I mean, all the better for hearing your voice. So much the better.
He's in a restaurant.
Say it one more time.
Richard listens with a look of growing concern.
5 years. What's the crime that you've done? What's the charge? But that's the sentence. That's how many years for doing something. What's the crime? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let me see some. Yeah. There is so much love for you here. We have the petition that has 804,000 people having signed it. My love, I miss you so much and love you with all my heart. And I promise you, you'll be home soon. You'll be strong. I promise you. Love you. Love you. Love you.
Nazanin was sentenced to 5 years.
She said that, you know, she hated waking up. When she was asleep, in her dreams, Gabriella was there. And then when she woke up, she was back in the prison. So Gabriella was on holiday with her mum. She was obviously at the airport travelling back when Nazanin got arrested. But since the arrest, she's been stuck in Iran and she's living with Nazanin's family.
Gabriella as a baby.
Gisi. Gisi, mama. Gisi, mama. Bechai, bese, mama, bechai. Bel, mama, bechai.
My darling Gisu, my share of you is only the occasional hour in the visiting room at Evin Prison. How young you are to be forced to go through such a horrible experience. But I promise you that sad, somber days of our separation will be ended soon. Give me your hand, my beautiful girl. We will walk the rest of this path.
Nazanin. London 2020. Views over city parks, then Richard at home.
Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe was on holiday visiting her family when she was arrested and sent to prison for 5 years, accused of trying to undermine Iran's government.
She totally denied the charges of conspiring against the Iranian state.
Sleepy girl. Hey, sleepy girl. Do you want to play with my iPad, watch some TV, read a story?
My Alexa.
On your Alexa? Do you? Okay.
On my iPad.
Okay, you sit down. Mummy should be calling, isn't it?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Mikey.
A voice says this call was made from prison.
How are you doing, my love?
I'm all right. Any news from your lawyer or not?
No, nothing. As if I don't exist.
Gisu read her first book, so she was very pleased.
She read her first book?
Yeah, I Go Shopping, it was called. It's called I Go Shopping. As you might imagine, they go shopping and look at things in the shop.
Oh, that's sweet. That's adorable. Yeah, can you record it? And then I can listen to it later on, just to see when she first started to read. How did she sound?
She was very pleased when she was able to do it without mistakes.
Oh, sweetheart.
But yeah.
Because everyone is ahead of her in reading.
But that's right, because everyone's ahead of her still.
But she is ahead of many of them in many other things.
A point she made.
Okay, I gotta go. I love you so much.
Love you. Love you with all my heart.
With all my heart.
Promise you it'll all be okay.
Okay.
Love you.
A voice says this call was made from prison.
Love you. I love you so
much. Love you. Hello.
Richard gives Gabriella some breakfast.
I am a woman, and I am a mother.
What they are putting me through is outrageous.
When this all began, I went and met with three or four different families who'd been through it all. But they were actually clearly very knowledgeable. And he said, well, I think, given the context of what's being said, and if you get around within 3 to 6 months, you've done well. Revolutionary Guard put out quite a few propaganda videos.
It's just nonsense. Here's a photo of her university friends claiming they're some MI6 group and so on.
A group photo, then a payslip.
Bits where they've tried to dig out different things from her personal email and personal Facebook and pretend they were something they weren't.
A narrator says Nazanin was born in Tehran but emigrated to study in the UK. Nazanin met Mr. Ratcliffe at SOAS University, which is affiliated to the UK's MI6.
Boris Johnson spoke out and said,
when you look at what Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe was doing, it's just, you know, she was simply teaching people journalism, as I understand it.
Which wasn't true.
What the fuck did you just do there? That was fucking outrageous. How did you allow that? How did you enable that?
That was used by the Iranian authorities.
November 2017, a news report says an innocent person or a British agent. The British Foreign Secretary says she was teaching journalists in Iran. He's calling for her immediate release.
There was so clearly a mistake that had so clearly had consequences for Nazanin.
Quiz show contestants are asked which one of these is a British spy. One answers, I'm guessing it's Saka. Wrong, it's Nazanin. Boris Johnson requested the release of which spy when he visited Iran's president? Jason Rezaian? Wrong, Zaghari.
I remember being really struck by the craziness of our story. Here you've got a mum on holiday and they accuse her of being a spy. I mean, of course she's not a spy. There's nothing going on. When we campaign, I've always tried to be as blunt as possible. I'm pissed off that you've got my wife. And I want a home. And I'm going to camp in front of your doorstep, and I'm going to call it out.
Outside the Iranian embassy.
I think it's so sad and so wrong that you should have been put and your wife been put in this situation. I just wish you all the very, very best.
On Saturday, Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe began a hunger strike in protest at her continued detention.
I'm here in front of the Iranian embassy because Nazanin has gone on hunger strike, and I promised her that I would join her.
Yeah, I have to say, hunger strike is hard, and this is probably the hardest day so far.
Well, this is Richard. I'm a lecturer.
The government put quite a lot of pressure on me to shut up. British government essentially saying, keep quiet. You're not helping your wife. You're making this worse.
There have been some moments where I've really felt out of my depth. No, I'm just not a new bloke.
Today, we had comments from the Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister complaining about our hunger strike, saying that Nazanin was not going to be released at all, so similar to what the interrogator said until she finished her sentence, and also complaining that I was blackmailing the Iranian authorities by having this hunger strike. Of course, that's entirely upside down. You know, we're just the ones that are trying to find a way to bring her home.
Partly why Nazanin was moved on hunger strike is to signal enough's enough, I need to come home with my daughter.
A video call.
Oh, is it like a piano? When it all kicked off, I couldn't really spend a lot of time in the flat. It just felt too empty.
Are you eating watermelon?
I don't think so.
is it for sharing with Daddy? Oh. Mm. Are you being kind to your uncle?
Yeah, she said she doesn't like sharing.
Yeah, Mummy always accuses Daddy of not liking sharing.
We love you.
Love you so much.
Is there a scenario where Gabriella comes home and Nazanin doesn't?
Yes, there is. It's something we've been talking about. Yes, it'd be tough. It's tough for Nazanin in that what gets her through the week is seeing Gabriella twice a week.
Footage of Gabriella as a toddler.
My most beautiful baby girl. Your visits and smiles make my world brighter. I know we have been through dark years, perhaps the darkest of our lives, but we have had each other. No one can take us apart. No politics, wars, or even prisons.
Gabriella dances. Then she's with Nazanin in home video footage.
No one takes a mother and a baby and thinks that's okay. Someone said to me that there will be something. There'll be something. The Revolutionary Guard want off the British government. And then we got that really strange message saying, tell the British government to make the agreement. They know the agreement. The Revolutionary Guard are doing it because they know it's a bad thing, because they think it'll work.
And suddenly, this is a lot darker and a lot bigger than I appreciated.
Richard gets into his car.
I dug around and came across a big, long article written by a guy called Duncan Campbell, a journalist back in the 80s, all about debt that the British government owes to Iran.
Duncan Campbell, investigative journalist.
The day I first read about what was happening to you, it immediately occurred to me, this has got to be about the money. At one stage, 40 years ago, there were 300 British military contracts underway with Iran, 700 people working, servicing mostly that business.
Here at their factory in Leeds, the entire production of Chieftain tanks is earmarked for the Shah of Iran. They're rolling off the line at the rate of 5 a week, nicely turned out in the Shah's own colour scheme called Persian Drab.
The Shah wanted the new and latest tanks. And the Ministry of Defence fell over themselves and did a contract to sell the Shah 1,400 tanks off an utterly advanced specification.
Britain's newest design of tank for Iran will be more powerful and better protected than any tank in the world with its top-secret extra-tough armour. These Chieftain battle tanks are part of a series of arms deals with Iran that could eventually earn Britain more than £5,000 million.
The UK had already taken £300 million from Iran in advance payments to produce the tanks. And then the day came, the Shah fell, and Khomeini took over.
Footage from 1979.
The contract was cancelled. Iran wanted the money back. Britain wanted to hang on to that money. Looking across the records of these papers and the deals that were struck, Nazanin in arrest and in prison is a direct result of British corruption 40 years ago.
Mike Carey, Ministry of Defense, 79 to 81.
January 79. The Iranian Revolution had just started.
Vehicles set alight.
It was complete chaos in Iran. No one knew what was going to happen. I was the most junior person in the office at the Ministry of Defense Department concerned. Back in those days, it was quite common practice for at lunchtime. A lot of people would go to the pub, especially on Fridays. And I was told, right, you're staying in the office while we go to the pub in case anybody phones.
Because you were the junior.
Yeah. Anyway, surprisingly, someone actually did ring. And on the end of the phone was the military attaché or one of his people from the Iranian embassy. He started talking about this tank deal and said, we don't want the Ayatollahs getting the tanks or the money. Mm. So everything's on hold. And I asked him, what do you want us to do with the money? And he said, for now, nothing.
Mm. Hold on to it.
Hold on to it. And then the Ayatollahs came fully into power. And then obviously when the Iranians discovered that they owed 400 million quid, unfortunately, this is where you come into the picture. And Naz was just unfortunate to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, I guess.
I haven't committed a crime.
They have given me 5 years anyway. I'm constantly told throughout the interrogation sessions. Every time anyone, any official came to prison, that we will not let you go until we get our money.
Nazanin. Nazanin. Tehran, 2018. City streets lit up at night. Then Gabriella in a car with a smiling relative.
Hamid is Nazanin's brother. All the time Gabriella was in Iran, I would talk to Gabriella through him. He'd have to translate, because obviously Gabriella lost her English and spoke in Farsi. When the decision was for Gabriella to come back to London, the decision was he would bring her over because he would be the one that could help her navigate.
October 2019.
Hello, hello.
Richard hugs Gabriella and gives her a present. Mohammed explains, this doll is for you, and there is a letter with it.
Now, should we give it to Day, or should we give it to you?
Mohammed offers to take the doll, but Gabriella grabs it. 4 months later.
Dad!
Got your bag ready?
For me, it was really important that Gabriella came back here to start school.
Okay, we need to go, we need to go.
Life does need to go on at some point.
I need to make candy still.
No, it's fine.
Certainly at the beginning.
Okay, brush your hair.
She regularly would say, listen, I don't want your daddy, I don't want my granny, I want mummy, not daddy. Oh.
Answering the phone, Gabriella says, hello. Nazanin replies, hello, my love, how are you? Hello, I'm good. The familiar recorded message interjects, saying, this call was made from prison. Nazanin continues, my lovely Gisu, what's up? How come you're answering the phone? School isn't closed. Then how come you're home? We're getting ready to go to school now. The voice repeats, this call was made from prison. Is Daddy there? Gabriella hands the phone to Richard.
Hello, how are you?
You haven't left the house yet?
No, we're just on our doing our coats up.
Dad! Okay, I had a row yesterday. There was a fight in the ward.
Yeah.
I almost went paralysed, and this stupid bitch started having a row, and somebody got involved, and we all, like, had huge fight with her.
Mm-hmm.
She just out of blue called me.
This call was made from prison.
Yeah, we're okay. Late for school, but we're okay.
Okay, I love you so much.
Love you.
This call was made from prison.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
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 She's gone.
You said late.
So we aren't we late?
Certainly those first few weeks were very tough for her.
No?
She'd always been promised that she was going to come back with mummy.
And that's not what happened. She came back before Mummy.
See you later.
She will ask sometimes, why did this happen to my mummy? And of course, there is no good answer.
Actually, Nazanin's fate is entirely bound up in the failure to resolve this debt.
Today, the Court of Appeals hears arguments about a debt that the UK has to Iran, a case that could perhaps be linked to Nazanin's freedom.
Iranians at the appeal court claiming for arms deal payments dating back to the 1970s, the latest twist in a legal battle worth £400 million.
This case has been going on for ages. It was secret for a long time. Nazanin's held, she's been told over this.
The guys that are holding Nazanin are a bunch of hostage takers. They are threatened to take more people. They have taken more people.
Sherry Izadi, wife of British-Iranian detainee.
My husband was arrested in August 2017 when he went to Iran to visit his mother. As he was walking along, a car pulled up and four men got out. When he confirmed who he was, they put him in a car and just covered his head with a hood. That was it. His case, as of other dual nationals, may be related to this UK debt.
Obviously, this is a long-running dispute between Iran and the UK. Perhaps naively, we were hoping that it might be sort of instantly resolved in court and we'd get a judgment. It's not about to happen.
In a court case in London today, sanctions and a dispute are holding up payment for £400 million. Iran claims it's owed for an arms deal dating back to the 1970s.
We have no comments on that.
Until we got the court papers, I don't think we realised quite how obstructive the British government legal strategy was. You know, in public, saying we're trying to negotiate this, trying to solve this, none of it's true. You've got a number of innocent people who are being held hostage. You know, you're trying to find every legal excuse you can to block this. An awful lot of these letters is really just making sure that no one can say they didn't know the story. This is the letter we wrote to Boris Johnson when he was Foreign Secretary in March 2018. Mm. This is after we'd started getting really clear messages about that she was being held over the debt. We got a response back saying acknowledgement of how upset Nazanin was, saying how he cared about us, and then finally coming to the debt and saying there's no connection. We then wrote back again, clarifying that with respect, this isn't good enough, this is urgent, what have you done? Again, no acknowledgement to meet, but reiterating that there's, you know, no connection between the two issues. The government is very keen to pay, and that we will continue to push for her case. All the government's done is to deflect attention away from their failure to pay the debt. I'm not sure I understand what could be justifying that.
Richard and his daughter leave 10 Downing Street.
For Gabriella Zaghari Radcliffe, no ordinary day out of school. With her father and grandmother, she's just been in to see the Prime Minister.
But while she may have got a toy to take home, her father wants some decisive progress to help get her mother back.
Richard Radcliffe said he was pleased to have had the meeting, but he clearly believes the government could be pushing harder.
Back at their flat, Richard's hugging Gabriella when the phone rings.
Think that is Mummy. I've got this one. Hello. Say hello. Can you say salam?
Salam.
You got a loud voice.
Nazanin asks, who's talking? Gabriella replies, it's me, hello. My sweetheart, you mean everything to me.
You going to tell Mum what we did this week?
Did you go to Mr. Boris Johnson's house? Yes. Did he open the door for you? We visited the cat.
Larry.
Did Mr. Johnson give you a present? No, Mr. Johnson didn't give me a present. The woman gave me the present. How lovely. I really miss you. What are your plans today? Are you staying in?
She's gone. You're okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm very, very nervous today. I've got butterflies in my stomach.
It was obviously a big week for us.
Yeah, no, I think it went well. Boris Johnson was there, Dominic Raab was there.
Sometimes they try and shut down things, so we start asking about the debt and they won't want to talk about it. They were open to talk about, you know, this is what's going on. And I was pretty... I mean, I did probe. I said, listen, I know you say you want to solve it, but I've just been in court and I didn't see it looking like it was being solved at all. And then the odd bit was that Boris Johnson didn't seem to know that the court case was happening. It felt quite a positive meeting in terms of the mood, but in terms of substance, we weren't really told anything.
Okay.
Yeah, we weren't. How are you? How are you?
Let's hope.
Yeah.
I love you so much, I gotta go.
A voice says this call was made from prison.
Who would keep a mother away from her baby for such a long time? I am losing my faith in humanity. I am losing my faith in human rights. I do not have any faith of the Iranian government. I'm losing my faith in anything that I could hold on to.
Nazanin. March 2020.
There have been more than 4,500 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in China as of Monday. 900 cases were diagnosed in the city of Wuhan.
Iran is the worst-hit country in the Middle East with the new coronavirus, with nearly 16,000 confirmed cases and over 900 deaths.
On Wednesday, it really started to break across Iran, and there were some prisoners self-declaring they got it. And then we got the news that they ran out of bleach, they ran out of disinfectant, there was no medicine. There were stories we'd been getting about different prisoners having been hospitalised. Nazanin said it was like, you know, a zombie movie.
In an effort to curb the spread of the virus, Iran has temporarily released 85,000 prisoners, some political prisoners.
Some breaking news to bring you. Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe has been released from prison in Iran. Nazanin's movements will be restricted to 300 metres from her parents' home. This makes her release more comparable to house arrest. Nazanin will be required to wear an ankle tag.
Richard makes a video call to Nazanin.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
How are you today?
I received so many messages from people.
This is Gisa's dress.
Yeah.
Gabriella whispers into her dad's ear.
No, this is your prize.
Should I bring it through in a little bit? Okay. I'll call you back. Okay.
Okay.
Is it a nice dress? Yeah. You want to stand so everyone can see? Go stand.
Yeah.
There we go.
Getting
shy.
Red tights.
Mm-hmm. And red tights.
I think
it'll look a nice photo.
You can dress up our daughter in a very, very nice way.
It's a little bit big for her, so she'll grow into it.
She'll grow into it, yeah.
Mm.
It's like mommy's dresses, all oversized.
I interrupted you. It has been exhausting. Depending on which day I speak to her, she could be happy. Some days really worried.
Richard and Gabriella sitting on a train platform. The wind whips open the front page of a newspaper.
Been kept in this game of cat and mouse. She could be coming home anytime soon. She could be back in prison anytime soon. Now we've got some posters. You can choose which one you want to hold.
Richard and Gabriella join a group of protesters. Someone sticks a Free Anishe poster to a wall.
Free Anishe! Free!
A photographer takes pictures of Richard holding a sign which reads, "Still not forgotten." Elika Ashuri, Anishe's daughter.
So many families have been affected by Iranian hostage taking.
It doesn't just affect one life, it dominoes. It's really heartbreaking. The most crucial years that she has to be with her mum, she's been deprived of. And that's not something you can reverse or take back. I don't know what it must feel like for a six-year-old.
And the big one's going to be for me. And yeah. Then I'm going to make another big one for Mummy.
The more the better.
The less the not better.
Exactly.
Looking nice.
Hi, Mummy.
And then has the apple.
I want to see her outside.
Okay, I'm going to swing it round. Messy hands. We're going to do some decorating of the Christmas.
Yeah, we have all these decorations. Oh, show these to your mum.
Yeah, Father Christmas. And we're going to hopefully, Father try and get some to send to you.
Yeah.
And so you get to meet some of them. Father Christmas.
Yeah, so we're going to try and ask the Foreign Office to see if they can take some. Someone's going over.
Oh, that's our cookies. Wow, okay. She's really good.
Oh, wow, that is a very special one for
wow.
me. Thank you so much, Sarika.
Erica's going to get the penguin.
Yay, that's my favourite.
And then Mummy's going to get the Father Christmas.
When do you miss your mum the most?
At night.
Why?
Because I cry about it.
Why do you cry?
Because I want her home.
So?
For us, it's dangerous to get too hopeful. We need to keep our guard up. It really could suddenly all get solved, and it could suddenly get worse.
A call with Dominic Raab.
Hi, Foreign Secretary, how are you? Nazanin this morning got called by the Revolutionary Guard, and then at about 3 o'clock this afternoon, she was visited by two IRGC guys who handed over a court summons, which said you need to come in court on Monday. You should pack a bag because you will be going to prison afterwards. So that's obviously hit her and us pretty hard. Yeah, I've had a couple of really quite dark conversations with her since. I'm sure that's a clear threat by the Revolutionary Guard that we can be big and scary. Thank you. Thanks very much. Bye-bye. It's John. He just gave me a half an hour of rationalisations. You know, terribly sorry. Yeah, look at the Foreign Office. What have they done? Have they come to an understanding whereby Nazanin gets to serve her sentence and at the end of it she gets released? Has the IRGC agreed to it? No. How has that changed where we were in 2016? Well, not one bit. We're in exactly the same place. It's almost like we're a country of eunuchs. Like, they've got Boris and Raab talking every week, let's say, about the case and how worried they are, but actually doing nothing useful to solve it. That's Nazanin, eh?
She's asking me to tell you to look
up. Yes, she sent me a message. Hello. No, I mean, if I'm honest, I think you should praise her for the court. I think they want to make you scared, and they will do things to genuinely make you scared.
I haven't slept at all last night. God knows how I'll be sleeping tonight. I am so worried. I almost want to have a God-sent prophet to tell me, Nazanin, everything will be okay. They are just scaring you. You will not go back to prison. The only journey you'll be making will be to see your daughter and husband and to get to hold them.
Does he so know that I'll go back to prison?
She, you know, knows that I've been doing all these interviews, so I don't know what she's listened to. But I haven't told her. Did you want to tell her? You want me to tell her?
No, I don't think actually we should.
But nothing's actually changed. In terms of where you are still at Mummy's house, and still can't come home yet. So yeah, I'll probably answer honestly the question she asks. But yeah, I mean.
Let me have a think about it.
Yeah.
What's that? She hates me.
Well, no, she's busy on Minecraft. Are you okay? Huh?
I don't know. I'm just. Stuff.
London, December 2020. Glittering Christmas lights down Oxford Street. Richard and Gabriella are decorating a miniature Christmas tree.
These are tough days. What we're seeing is the Revolutionary Guard not being happy with how things are progressing, making it clear that they've got the capacity to cause trouble, they've got the capacity to cause suffering.
OK, so these two are missing.
Hello, we want to show you our Christmas tree. Yeah, yeah.
So, Mummy, this is you.
The yellow one.
Actually, that is the best place for
it. Isn't it good?
And this one is me.
The blue one?
Yes, me.
Oh. You're looking forward to your birthday?
I want her to be 20-something.
20-something. Well,
to be honest, my heart is like a 27-year-old lady. Like, I'm so young in my heart. I'm good-looking, I've got a very good body.
All right. And then, what do you want to do on your birthday, Mummy? If you come back in time? Should we go ice skating?
I want to play this. I've never been ice skating.
That's so not true.
Last Christmas,
we went ice skating.
It wasn't.
I gave you my heart.
Do you know that song?
Do you
remember this song? How'd you go then? The very next day. Mm-hmm. What happens?
You give me the word.
Love you, Mummy. Thank you for admiring our Christmas tree.
Wait a second.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
All good.
Richard and Gabriella are eating orange segments in front of the TV.
They have taken her to court and he adjourned the case. It felt a very clear sort of negotiating tactic, clear signal to the UK. We can lock her up if we want to, but we don't want to.
Come on. Don't be scared, I won't bite.
Mohammed's looking at his phone. She's a brave one, isn't she? Nazanin. Nazanin and Gabriella when she was a baby.
The UK government is not really helping me. I am a political pawn, victim of something which did not have anything to do with me. And I am still paying the price for it. I have not cuddled my daughter for years. If the money and the debt belongs to Iran, why doesn't the UK pay that off? Just pay it. Please, please, please. Just pay it.
Gabriella was 1 3/4 when her mum was taken from her. She didn't get to celebrate her second birthday or her third birthday or her fourth birthday with her parents. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yes.
For her fifth birthday, she was able to have a party in prison with her mum. When it was your fifth birthday, what did you do? Did Mummy organise a party? What was the theme? It was a unicorn. It wasn't donkey. It was unicorn.
Unicorn.
Was there a cake? Was there a cake, actually? What kind of cake?
Unicorn cake.
A unicorn cake? Really?
That day I couldn't say bye-bye to Mummy.
I remember Mummy saying that they wouldn't let you say bye-bye, and they said it was all finished and you had to go, and you got sad.
And then they took me over and then I said bye-bye, but they took me upstairs where the prisoners were.
Oh, to say goodbye to Mummy up there?
One of the soldiers carried me.
Okay.
He was a kind one.
Okay, nice, nice.
Dear Gabriella, my little girl, after all this time apart, I want to confess on your fifth birthday that there is sometimes little I know about you, even less I know about motherhood. I asked you where you wanted your birthday this year. In prison, you said. So, Mummy, you can come. On Sunday, we had a cake and sang Happy Birthday and drew pictures of unicorns. You lit up the visiting room. Until it was time to go, your tears were so full, they stayed with us all. Nothing is worth your tears, my gorgeous unicorn girl.
A birthday party in a London park, June 2021.
Actually, what's been taken away is that childhood of being together.
She does remind me of Gisu at that age, actually.
You're a baby cousin.
Gisu, do you want to film some of your friends? For mummy.
This is Gabriella's mummy on the phone.
Barbara Radcliffe, Richard's mum.
Happy birthday, Gabriella. Happy birthday.
She's making a wish.
Very good.
Hello.
Jasmine is missing Gabriella growing up. She just misses her. And for Gabriella, as she's got bigger, she's sort of rationalised it in different ways. Not every night that she'll ask, well, when's mummy coming home? But it's still very often, particularly when tired and crying, and she'll want mummy and she'll want mummy to come home, and doesn't want mum that's a phone mum, she wants a real one.
Gabriella, playing on a handheld games console.
I love you, baby.
You're still alive, mummy.
Gisu,
bye,
Michael.
Love you.
I said
bye-bye.
No,
can
I
say bye? Can
I
see mommy?
Gisu, you haven't really talked to me properly over the past couple of days because you have been busy doing Minecrafting.
Mummy, you were busy. You have to call me. Not always.
I'm calling you. Every time I call you, you say that you're busy doing Minecraft. And I'm fat.
Look, do you want to see mommy's face? How sad she is.
Like this. She's not actually sad. If I
when
make
I,
her
when
laugh.
When I look at that face.
If I make her laugh, she will laugh. She's not actually sad.
She is.
She isn't.
She is.
She isn't.
She is.
She isn't.
Mate, come and say goodbye.
She isn't.
Voice of Dominic Raab.
I'm going to be slightly confined in what I can say on an open line. So the first thing to say is we got quite close to resolution. There was a window of opportunity. But it closed. But having said that, we got closer than we've been before.
Like, we get this shadow play where we don't know what's happening on the debt, but we do know what happens to us.
You repeated that the government are looking to pay the debt. As you know, we don't understand why it hasn't been paid. And just to be clear, the continued non-payment is definitely seen by Iran as a badwill gesture. So in this goodwill dynamic, that seems to be a real stumbling block.
I totally get it. Look, we are committed to getting it resolved. I can't tell you more of the detail, but look, you're absolutely right. For the Iranians, they've been very clear at various different points. That's part of their thinking. The reality is, Richard, and I can say more in person, we're doing everything we can to make sure that we clear the path to get Nazneen home.
What is going to happen? We're going to be in the same position with a tag on until they pay the fucking debt.
They just don't want to tell us. And so that's why we've got this sort of, you know, kind of bullshit conversation.
I just hate this ankle tag. Take the fucking tag off. I'm just going to cut it.
I think... Yeah,
they're going to take me back to prison. Fuck it. They will take me back to prison. I think we're shit. I'll just cut it out tomorrow morning.
It's not a decision to make while we're angry, just after a phone call.
I've done my bit. 5 years I can come home for the fucking debt. I'm not going to pay the price for it. I hate it. Might as well just go and die.
It'll be okay. It will
You've told me that for 5 years, Richard. I'm not going to buy that.
I promise you it will. A lot of our campaigning is complaining about the British government. But they're not the primary bastards here.
The press take photos of Richard and Gabriella holding a picture of Nazanin.
And then just up the top here for me, please. And this way, please.
Thank you. OK.
We're up.
Good jump. Well, she enjoyed that, right?
The guys who have taken Nazanin and have tortured her and have held her for 5 years
have never opened the door to explain why they abducted her are the guys inside the embassy.
We have asked the embassy if they'd accept the petition. Unfortunately, they won't.
Okay.
And they've requested that you post it.
Okay, well, I'll try my luck and ring the bell, if that's all right.
So they've asked that you don't go up on the stairs.
Even... Can they prevent me?
There is a trespass, but it would be if you went.
I'm gonna try.
You can try, but as I say, they have asked.
The press swarm round as Richard rings the bell outside the Iranian embassy.
Hello.
Hi there. This is Richard Radcliffe.
Yes.
A petition.
Sorry, we can't access anything. If you have any letter or anything, you can post it to us.
Is there anyone that can come and meet me?
No.
Do you have any news on Nazanin?
No, sorry.
Do you have any news on when she might be coming back? I don't think I'll answer. As you know, we have a few run-ins with them.
Richard stands on the step of the embassy with a Free Nazanin placard.
The idea I can't ring their doorbell, I mean, fuck that. I don't often get angry. It just brought back what bastards they are. And the fact that they wouldn't receive it, I just had to post it. It was like, fuck you, mate.
We have paid a very high price for the disputes between governments.
As Gabriella plays with a phone, the Iranian flag flutters in the background. Tower blocks in Tehran against a hazy golden sky.
These days I am a lonely mother. I was left behind with my repeating, while outside passes by and on. Tears my food, fears filling my mind. Solitude too often my friend, and doubt my relentless foe. What if they never let me go? Laughter becomes my past, sorrow only my present, and hope on a horizon hard to see.
Nazanin films herself in a mirror as she runs fingers through her black hair. London, October 2021. Two bollards rise up out of the ground as a guard patrols. Richard's setting up a tent outside the Foreign Office.
The husband of Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe, the British-Iranian woman held in Iran, has gone on hunger strike for the second time in 2 years. Zaghari Ratcliffe, who spent 5 years in prison or under house arrest, lost her latest appeal a week ago. Richard Ratcliffe is staging the action outside the Foreign Office, accusing the government of inaction and failure over her case.
Last week, Nazanin was given a new conviction, lost her appeal all of a sudden. It's very clear she's going to be put in prison quite soon. I do feel that the government's strategy is broken. It does feel like a policy of waiting, and, you know, we can't wait forever.
It's dark, and Richard's sitting on a camping chair by his tent.
You OK?
Very stressed out. Mm. Not thinking about what you might be going through.
Mm. I see some.
Are you dressed up suitably?
Yeah.
With not eating, you will feel the cold. Can you drink, like, hot water?
Yes. Yeah, maybe I'll treat myself to a cup of hot water.
I don't want to lose you. That is the main point.
I
want you to be safe and sound without the tummy. But, yeah, if you get rid of the tummy, I don't mind that. But anything else? Smile, skin, hair, I'm not going
to
accept it.
Try to keep my hair.
Life,
it's thinning out.
Awesome. I love you so much.
Love you. It'll be okay, huh?
Keep warm.
Will do.
Yes.
Love you, huh?
Love you. Bye-bye.
My daughter, Gabriella, lives with my husband in London. I want the Iranian government to show mercy. I want the British government to do all they can. And I want this ordeal to end so that I come back home to my baby and my husband that I haven't seen for the past 5 years.
We've had, what now, it's 5 foreign secretaries, 3 prime ministers, 3 US presidents.
Hello. Oh.
Hi, how are you? Well done, amazing what you're doing. So, how's Nazanin? You said
she's
not so great at the moment.
She was really... She'd kind of lulled into that sense that it's all about to be solved.
I haven't spoken to her for a while, but Liz said she had.
Yeah, twice, actually.
And Paul Nasny gave it quite a hard time, the first call.
Right.
So, with respect to you're my fifth Foreign Secretary.
Yes, exactly.
I've heard these promises before.
Yeah, I think the moment the money's
paid... You're the only one about to score in your family.
She's out.
Yeah.
So the brilliant minds in that building will be saying, how can we come to an arrangement where it's not immediately linked? This is not ransom. This is money that the United Kingdom owes Iran, as the court has agreed. So this is about Britain, a country that keeps its word, paying its debts. And I believe that until we do that, Nazim won't come home, nor will the other
jurors.
I have never once been challenged by an Iranian official. They know perfectly well she's innocent.
A row of carved pumpkins and a sign that reads, Hunger for Justice, Day 6. Richard's mum, Barbara.
It is really horrible watching your child on hunger strike, but I understand why he's doing it and I will support him. When they keep telling us, oh, well, things are being done behind the scenes, nobody will tell us actually what is being done. And we're not that stupid.
What's the petition to get mummy out?
Almost 4 million people. That's a lot of people.
Richard empties a hot water bottle down a drain.
Across the swirling storms of Iran, that lonely days of separation will pass, that the walls will fall, that beyond the pale sun, injustice will become a shadow, and their trees of solitude will blossom again in the sky beyond the yard.
Yes. Have you got post?
Richard?
Yes, that's me. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
A package addressed to the tent opposite Foreign and Commonwealth Office.
What is this? So we go.
Day 17.
One of the very sad bits is watching Naz, watching us bringing up her little girl. That must be so horrific for Naz.
A sign reads, How much longer, Liz Truss? Bagpipers in regimental tartan have gathered on day 21 of Richard's hunger strike.
I thought you were going to stop today.
He whispers, I will. Keep it secret. There's cameras here.
And then they're going to do some fun stuff. Like eat something.
I haven't seen you for a very, very long time.
Long time. Look at how hairy I am, huh?
I love that. Yeah.
Gisa, shall I keep the beard?
No!
War Widows Remembrance Parade. Gabriella pulls a face at the noise. The band marches past, followed by women in military uniform. Several women come up to shake Richard's hand.
Well
done, all of you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to think what you're doing is absolutely extraordinary, and as much as it matters, I give you the complete and utter full support. I think you're an extraordinary human being.
I'll just say that my thoughts are with you.
Thank you.
And I hope you're okay. And I really hope nothing is.
Thank you.
I hope you get your mummy back soon.
I think we've made them look bad.
Oh, you have?
I think that may be fair. Yes.
That was the point. I haven't got them to move, but that fight continues.
Nazanin. Nazanin, London, December 2021.
What I would say to everyone across the house, my constituent, Richard Ratcliffe, went on hunger strike because he felt this was his absolute last resort.
There is no doubt that we owe Iran 400 million, and it should be given back.
Why is the Prime Minister still refusing to settle at £400 million debt?
Nazanin and her family have been subjected to the utmost cruelty.
This is not ransom money. It is a historic debt that we owe to Iran.
3 months later, a red sky over the city. London, March 2022. Richard's at home.
So I just received a call. You're going to have to bring your passport, whatever, today. You're going home tomorrow morning. And I'm like, fuck you. They're like, no. We're going to send you home tomorrow morning. So then he said, we need to discuss some stuff with you, what to do, what not to do.
Like, this is the revolution. I said, listen, you need to come to us.
Yeah. And they just want to have the final word. I don't want Lisa to hear this.
Okay. We'll go. I'll go to the other room.
I'm so exhausted, Richard. Like, you have no idea how tired I am. Can't even think properly. Can't talk properly. It's Ambassador. I'll call you back. It's Ambassador. I'll call you back.
Okay. Richard's making notes, while in the room next door, Gabriella's looking at a gaming tablet.
The key blockage in it always has been the Revolutionary Guard. She is their asset. They've made that clear all the way through. Until all factions of the Revolutionary Guard have signed off, I don't think she comes home.
The ambassador says he's going to jump in the car, come and take me himself and bring me back himself. Is that okay?
Well, he's going to take you to the Revolutionary Guard.
Yeah.
She and the ambassador have gone down to the RGC and they had said to her, you'll be travelling tomorrow.
Is she packing?
I think as we speak, she is chatting to the Revolutionary Guard.
I want you to know, if anything happens, that I have answered all those questions under pressure.
What questions are they asking?
So they were like, oh, has they been very kind to you in prison? The moment they put the paper in front of me, there was a form, which was very peculiar. It was basically like a blank form. But then in the end it said, I confess that I have done this. And I said, I'm not going to sign this because, first of all, I don't agree with this. Second of all, it's blank. You have no idea how much pressure I was under. I also burst into tears because they said that they're going to give you clemency. I basically burst into tears and I said, couldn't you give me clemency 6 years ago when my baby was only 2 years old? She's 8 now. And then they left the room because I was sobbing.
Well, what does the British ambassador say?
He was fuming because the guard told me, you didn't realise that you were going to be swapped. I said, am I? He said, he didn't know. I said, no. I was hearing it from you. And he said, yeah, you're going to be swapped, not with the person, but with the chieftain tank's money.
Footage of a tank.
And I told that to the ambassador. Went ballistic.
Of course.
They were not meant to be talking about this.
The main task now would be to get out safely, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Well, it feels like we're a big step closer.
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
A photo of Richard and Nazanin sharing a toast.
I got a phone call to say Mummy might be coming back soon. Do we want to go to the airport to meet her? And do we want to stay in a place overnight?
What do you mean? We're staying at an airport?
Well, I'm guessing it'd be in a hotel rather than an airport.
Can I choose a hotel?
I don't think you can choose it. But I think what you can do is choose some clothes.
Yeah, but wait, what about if it's all a trick?
How do you mean if it's all a trick?
Like, why mummy not coming?
Looking solemn, Gabriella goes off to another room.
Did I tell you we've been offered a safe house? Like, there's literally a Foreign Office car parked outside our door, waiting to take
really?
Us whenever we want.
You accept?
I have accepted. I'm waiting for Gabriella to finish
good.
School and for your brother to come back from work.
Lovely. Do we have to take him too?
I have agreed to take him.
Richard's grinning. Gabriella's brushing her long, dark hair.
Come back home.
I know, well, that's what we're going to pack. So my vote...
Can I bring two? Both. Thank you.
So that's three dresses.
Daddy, look.
She's spinning round. Piles of free Nazanin paraphernalia and other things are lying around the flat.
Mab and I were discussing about tidying up the flat and we haven't done it yet because we don't want to over-tidy.
The flat is tidy, Richard.
Well, she's going to be upset anyway, isn't she? She's going to be up and down, so
yeah.
That's a good tangible thing that you've all messed up her nice house.
Yeah.
Please, you three keep safe as well.
We will.
Do I need to come to this safe house to make sure it is safe?
No, it is. I'm sure it's safe.
Mohammed grins.
The stuff that's in here is obviously active campaigning stuff. It's got better, but there's still a big mess here.
Are the bathrooms cleaned in a male standard or a female standard?
The bathroom is reliably lived in, Tony, that's a euphemism.
Cleaning this stuff.
Mm.
She's coming soon, hopefully.
So, Nazneen has been taken to the airport. And that's the last I've heard from her directly. Family aren't allowed in there, so the family sort of lost contact with her.
They were excited and, you know, stressed because they couldn't say proper goodbye.
Gabriella's playing the piano.
Daddy, was that good?
That's really good, isn't it?
$530 million of blocked Iranian money. Before releasing her, child has been transferred to Iranian accounts. Nazneen has handed it over to the British team.
Iranian Revolution Guard had brought that forced confession in. They brought it back saying, you need to sign this. She refused to. An hour later, the Foreign Office brought it in and said, you have to sign this. So the Foreign Office has got Nazneen to sign a forced confession for the Revolutionary Guard, which is bonkers. It's just absolutely bonkers. And I'm presuming it's just to get it over the line and, you know, it doesn't matter, let's just get this done. Things moving forwards, that's just a picture of Nazneen having got on the plane and still not feeling it. So I'm still trying to keep calm and wait. It's obviously pretty close now. But until it's taken off, not sitting on the runway for 3 hours for some air traffic control game.
Daddy, am I allowed to cut my hair myself?
You can ask that question to Mummy when she gets back.
Mohammed's staring at his phone.
Loads of people on Twitter wishing luck and, you know, sending greetings.
So?
Yeah.
He's tearful.
Just 6 years, Aryush.
It's not Daddy Yush.
6 years, you know? Sorry.
What do you mean, sorry? Sorry for what?
Sorry, not able to talk.
So?
Gabriella's staring at her gaming tablet. No! When Mohammed reaches out to tickle her.
Stop!
Stop!
Richard, no, just check. We're all right to use the pictures.
Over here, by the...
All of us here feels like a moment in history, but what does this mean to your family?
Well, I suppose that we can stop being a moment in history and start being a normal family again. There we go.
Thank you.
It's true, Mummy's coming back in a rainy day, isn't she? Not a sunny day. So we're in the car now on our way to the airport. This is to go pick up Mummy. She's arriving in just over an hour. So, tired, but I think we're excited. How are you feeling, Keisha? Are you going to answer?
She smiles. At night, a plane lands on an illuminated runway, the family appearing excitedly through a terminal window as Nazneen emerges from the aircraft.
Is that Mummy?
Yeah,
same.
Okay,
thank
you. Yeah,
that's
Mummy.
Quickly down those steps, she? Obviously cold.
Mummy!
That's Mummy!
Nazneen comes through a door and Gabriella rushes up to greet her. Richard shakes hands with an older man accompanying Nazneen, then goes to join his wife and daughter, who are hugging one another tightly. He puts his arms around them both and kisses Nazneen on the cheek.
Can you remember your
password? Oh my... Daddy, kiss Daddy too!
Nazneen stands up carrying Gabriella and kisses Richard. With the family in a tight huddle, Richard kisses Nazanin's forehead several times.
I don't understand.
You're so beautiful, Mummy.
I know.
Nazanin.
Posing for the camera, Richard puts his arm around Nazanin and gently kisses her on the temple. Now Mohammed has her folded in a tight embrace.
Isha.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How was Mummy?
Gabriella's looking up at them, looking a little bewildered. Nazanin turns to Gabriella again. Now in the car, Nazanin's cupping Gabriella's smiling face. A UK government spokesperson said, the UK government worked tirelessly to end Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe's unfair detention. We were delighted that Nazanin was reunited with her family. This government has long said we would settle the IMS Chieftain Tank's debt, and we did so. It was a legal obligation. میهن آبادی برای دختری که آرزو داشت پسر بود برای زن زندگی آزادی برای آزادی. A diver inspecting a military vehicle on the seabed. The British ended up selling the Chieftain tanks to Jordan. Today, some form part of an underwater tourist park.